It's almost my birthday.
Luis Lujano.
Stayed and rocks.
That was his game.
No headphones for me.
My name's too bulky for him.
I wear with the bucket hat.
So why? It's not my birthday.
Yeah. I mean, I sold a lot for him. And I was hoping maybe we go.
We go. Oh. And you had 14 keys all by yourself.
Yo, speaking of birthdays, yeah, though.
Good.
Good.
Shout out to my mom. She just turned 72 today.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah.
Boom, 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 Chris boom, Beverly. Boom. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Happy
birthday. Shout out to my boy Fat Vic. He turned 40 yesterday.
41.
It's a birthday month, man. We got old head in the cut.
Yeah, man. You know I'm on that.
Yeah, yeah. You on that.
So you 43 right now.
That's crazy. No.
No.
You
know,
44.
You know exactly. Y'all know exactly how old I am.
You're 43.
You know exactly how. We grew up together. I mean, let's just keep.
Marcus, man. 43.
So it's 47.
Well, keep playing these games if you like.
Marcus 43.
Marcus is 43.
Yeah.
Marcus is 43. That's crazy. You turning what? 42?
42, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Age.
I mean, time just goes by so fast. I texted Rim earlier this week, like, yo, we've been back almost a month already
from
a nigga.
From the block.
Like, that shit is crazy to me, bro.
Yeah.
Like, my tan about gone. Like, it's
tan.
Yeah, nigga, gone, I forgot when we went.
Yeah, me too, bro. I'm back to work.
It happen?
Did it right?
I don't know.
Did it really happen?
I don't know.
It definitely happened. That nigga Lee tried to call me last night on Instagram. I was busy, though. I couldn't.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he tried to hit me last night.
Were you going to answer?
If I was in the crib doing nothing, or like if I was with y'all or something like that, I definitely would answer. Like if I was with anybody else from the trip, I definitely would answer. But by myself, I'm probably not answering. I ain't going out to
you. He hit you?
Yeah. Hit me on the ground.
What if you answer and he calls you again the next day? Would you answer the next day too?
I don't know about that.
Once you open the door, my nigga, you know me. You seen him come through and grab the bottle the way he did.
Yeah, the way he did.
His family.
Not even the bottle. He can't do grab the bottle and the speaker, Bluetooth speaker. Let me play something real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, his family.
He took everything over, nigga. Like,
you gotta learn boundaries, bro. One of my coworkers, I'm not gonna say your name because it's weird. But he's like 60. And we exchanged numbers and now he calls me. And I have nothing to talk about. And then when I don't answer, I'd be like, yo, I'm busy. He would text me and be like, yo, like he texted me 2 days ago and said, you know, there's a smoke shop that you can buy weed from up the street. And I'm like, why are you selling me? Like, why? He was like, yeah, I got a 3.5. And I'm like, bro. And I feel horrible because the only reason why we exchanged numbers, because at the time when I seen him at the 7-Eleven, he was talking about he had like a extra room in his condo available. And I knew somebody who was trying to move out, whatever. So I'm like, I bet maybe I can put you on, blah, blah, blah. Ever since then, he's just been hitting me, bro. And it's
open
so awkward. It's so awkward. Because I'm like, bro, I don't want to talk to you. But then I feel bad because he might be calling me because he lives up the street. He might be injured. Like, I don't know. Like, should I pick up? Like, is this...
He might be injured.
I don't know.
Right. That's crazy.
This is wow, man. But yeah, boundaries, bro.
Boundaries.
Now,
yeah. Bro. I mean, yeah. I've known him kid for a minute, you know, but still, like, why are you calling me? I'm like 25 years younger than you.
Yeah.
I mean, you
big homie, yo. Big homie, though.
Big homie. Big homie Paul Peasy.
That's crazy, man. How y'all feeling though?
Good, man.
Yeah.
Chilling, man.
Yes, sir.
Trying to get this motherfucker album prepared to come out, man.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
24th in the building.
Got to clear out samples and shit, man. Like, God damn it. You know, so, yeah, that's been the hassle. That's been really what's been consuming my weeks pretty much besides work.
No doubt.
Superfly ready to come out August 24th. Getting the venue locked down for the release party, listening session, whatever I'm going to call it. That's also going to be on the 24th.
It's exciting, bro.
So, yeah, man.
When we doing the visuals, man? We're shooting the promo video or something.
We working. We're trying to figure this out, man. I got to get with the homie Judah and, Andrew Jackson and see, how we want to do it. We definitely want to do a video for Superfly. But we also going, looking into getting the right visuals for for IG and shit, the reels and all that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's in the works too.
Mm.
It's just a lot right now, niggas doing that shit independently, but back to school coming up. You know what I'm saying?
True. True. Right.
Shit. So you know, I'm right here juggling a little bit of bread, trying to, you know, put a little head over there. You know what I'm saying?
And you got to sacrifice some kids, man, to reach your dreams, man.
Yeah. I mean, I got one out the way. It's just two right now.
Everybody got to sacrifice, man.
Hey, Sketch just got a sale going on. It's crazy right now.
Yeah, listen, little nigga, teamwork make the dream work.
Yeah, that's all.
Hey, you know they got these jumps with the Velcro straps.
Yo, the jumps with the wheels on.
Yeah. No, little heelys.
Little heelys.
That's part of my pride, man. I can't send my kid to school looking like that, bro. I can't do it.
Your mom did it to you.
Nah, not really.
Never?
Nah.
Yours did it to you, though.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
A fact.
I saw it.
I never forget my 11th grade year. My mom, it was Christmas. And this is when, like, I got to hit the streets. I remember, word is seriously.
So, yeah, I got
dead ass, B. I was listening to, like, I want to say, like, Tali Kweli, right? This was, like, hip-hop audio, some bullshit like that, right? And for Christmas, I opened up my Christmas gift, and my mom had caught me a sleeveless, like, green hoodie from, like, was it Kids of Us Rim that we used to go to?
Yeah, right.
And they had the shirts. Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah, it's on.
That was the moment.
That was the moment. It was on.
This nigga said a sleeveless green hoodie.
Like, and I was, and don't get it twisted. Like, I was good already, but, like, when I knew, like, Mom Deuce had, like, got me that, and that's the only gift I got, I said, yeah, it's on out here.
Yeah. Did it have pockets, though?
Huh?
Did it have pockets?
It was sleeveless, bro.
Yeah, no, did it have
like, the front pocket?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It still had a kangaroo pocket, just no sleeves.
Nah, it had pockets, and my mom. Hold on, my mom,
wait. A sleeveless hoodie in December is crazy.
It's crazy.
Where did she find it?
Bro, listen, I'm not even finished. My brother got the green one.
When the club had the green one.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was like, all right, it's on.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Yeah, that's shout out to Mom Duke's. Happy birthday.
Yeah, no problem.
Happy birthday. Well, you might have got her a sleeveless hoodie.
Yeah, it's part of the story, man. My tell all book. It's all good, man. Welcome back to another episode of A Man Say Man, man. This is your boy P. What's good?
Hey, Mr. Just because I love my niggas.
That's all.
I shed blood for my niggas.
Don't say the wrong nigga, line, holler, nigga.
Where my nigga? All I'm going to hear is what?
Right here, my nigga.
Hey, bro, let's go, man.
No shit. Doubt. What's good, Rem?
Yo. And Rem the model in the building.
No doubt. Steph. Okay. Where my dog's at? You know what I mean? And speaking of where my dog's at, shout out to Marvelous, man.
Yeah.
You hearing spirit and all that, but let's get to it, man. Mm-hmm. Yo, y'all watching the Olympics?
A little something.
Yeah.
Little
see you repping Rem with the jersey. Yeah,
you already know.
Yeah.
You know Olympics, what I mean?
You already know.
Yeah. I caught a little bit of the Olympics, but I haven't catch much of USA. Like, I've seen Canada and Brazil and, like, basketball joints. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I seen Giannis and them play in Serbia. I seen all that shit, but I never catch the USA.
Giannis and them lost, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They lost to Canada, I think, first.
Okay.
I believe so. I think it was Canada. They played first. And but Canada has to me,
like,
you got
five they got NBA good, players.
Yeah, squad.
Right.
They got a halfway decent squad.
They got a decent squad, yeah. You know
that's why the debates between this team and the Dream Team are crazy to me. Like,
yeah.
Them niggas was just learning how to play basketball when the Dream Team was beating them by 70 fucking points.
Exactly. Yeah.
They didn't have nobody. Yeah. Overseas was trash.
Right. Yeah, Tony Kukoc was the best nigga they played against.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Overseas, yeah.
Or Vlade Divac, that might have been it. Like, but still, yeah.
Nowadays, Germany got a mob. Serbia got a mob.
Nigga, you playing NBA rosters every night. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah.
Good little squad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're not all Greece. Superstars. We get all the superstars. Right. But they still got some people now. Don't sleep.
They can all go. But yeah, they
Canada,
can all hoop.
Canada stacked. Jamal Murray.
They got Shea, RJ Barrett.
Yeah. Yeah. What's my man? I always be fighting LeBron and shit. I want to fight LeBron. Fucking light skinned nigga.
Oh,
Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks. Yeah.
They love it.
Canada.
Yeah.
I feel like
Jamal Murray.
Every time the Olympics comes on, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to like watch everything. And I don't catch nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's me more so. I catch random shit.
Drives me crazy,
you know, because you don't know the schedule. Like, I never know when this shit is coming on.
You know, I saw that was fire last Saturday. I think it was last Sunday or Saturday morning. Was the female skateboard shit. True. I caught that.
I watched a little bit.
I caught that.
Shorty from Brazil.
She's nice.
She's nice. She was killing
it. Yeah, she was
like,
smooth with it.
And it was another joint from USA. It was two from the USA that was dope, but like it was only one. I forgot her name.
I think she's 12,
Haley,
too. Yeah.
Haley something. Yeah. Something. Yeah, they're like 14, 12, 13, 14 years old out that joint, killing it. Yeah,
and they had her and like two other three people. I think it's like two to three other people. They debuted on the SBs. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was dope too.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of everything. I catch a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I seen a little handball, a little bit of I didn't even know that shit was called handball.
When they do 3-on-3, bro? When they put 3-on-3?
Hold on. If we're gonna talk about
when?
That.
Yeah.
Or they have 3-on-3 basketball.
Yeah, they got 3-on-3. Why the fuck is Jimmer Fredette on the team? The team is like garbage. We're like 3-3. We're terrible. Why did they couldn't get no bench players from the league?
Right.
Jimmer Fredette is the best player on our USA Olympic 3-on-3 team. Yeah.
Who else is on the team? Is just him?
Two other random motherfuckers that maybe played in the league at one point in time.
It's probably a roster of 7, I think, because I seen them 7 in. But it's 3-on-3. It's like the big three, bro.
How did it become an Olympic sport?
I don't know.
I don't understand it.
But right. Breakdancing is in that bitch.
Breakdancing is an Olympic sport?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that,
there's no way. You're lying. That's a lie.
No, breakdancing is an Olympic sport now.
I mean, the way the Red Bull pushes it.
Like, is it team breakdancing? Or is it like one-on-one? Like 1v1?
No, it's like world-class world dancing. Like, yeah, you represent a country.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of them.
Yeah, nigga, y'all.
Who's the best country? Is it China?
I don't know.
Korea.
Asians do, they do they want to.
Is it China?
Asians over there just dying.
China or Japan. Breakdancing, though, is killing me. That shit is like, whoa, I bet. But when I seen 3-on-3, I was flipping. I was like, yo, 3-on-3, Olympic, what? The fuck?
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
You know what the next sport in the Olympics is about to be?
Flag football.
That's a good one. I was going to say pickleball.
True, that too. You right about that.
It's pickleball on ESPN.
Well, yeah, because Badminton's already a team. So
yeah,
where did pickleball come from?
I don't know. How do you play? What exactly is pickleball?
It's like a mix of tennis and cricket.
There you go, Steph. That's your USA team. Can you identify any of those people?
Oh, that's
the only one I know is Jimmer. I only know Jimmer.
That's crazy. Number 6 looks trans.
Come on, man.
Go ahead, you know.
That's insane.
Speaking of.
We could go into that. I was going to talk about some more Olympic shit.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
I forgot now.
We can talk about some more. Shorty won the 800 again.
Ledecky.
Okay, yeah. She's a beast.
She's a monster.
She destroyed her. They showed the picture. It looked like me out there. Everybody was like a mile like behind him and flex, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
She's just crazy.
Everybody was like way back. That was crazy.
And that was
crazy.
For the U.S.?
Let's not just gloss over that exaggeration.
Yeah, exaggeration. Yeah, I
don't want to skip over that.
It's cool.
That's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, you against us.
Well, me against what?
Against y'all two.
I'd do that against them. If we only going from here to there.
Yeah, but 800 though, what's that?
Yeah, I can't fuck with him. If we anything long distance about, I genuinely believe that. Like Nick believes he can go to the league at 40
in
6 months of training. I do believe. I'm talking about like a pool length.
This nigga's rubbing off on you, bro. Like, what's going on?
It's contagious.
It's contagious.
One direction.
Pause.
What did it go?
In a regular pool length, like, you know what I'm saying? A normal size pool.
That's crazy. That's a crazy saying, by the way.
I give you that.
Yeah, I got, what is it called? Delusions of grandeur.
Sound like that.
That might be the title.
I don't think I have a chance.
I like that. Delusion of
to
what?
To be Katie Ledecky?
From here to here. Stay in a normal, you didn't listen. You was too busy.
No, 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 no. I know exactly what you're talking
from
about.
In a normal size pool in his one 40. Direction, one way.
A full lap.
One way.
One way.
No. We're not doing that going down and back. No.
No.
One direction, one time.
I think she smokes you, dog.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's the only thing I excel in, so I don't think so. But I excel in short distances and very fast.
You know what? I champion that confidence. Bro.
Yo.
You know
why? I can't do nothing in distance in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, it's what we all should aspire to.
I don't think I have that level of confidence. I'm not saying I can beat him in a fucking real race. I can't beat him in anything that's an actual Olympic sport. But like, we're going to get in a Wildwood pool. I'm going to beat her from that side to that side real quick.
Okay.
Well, you know what we do very well. Can't nobody fuck with us.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like,
hear
it, bro. That's just what it is.
Yeah. Lie.
Yeah.
The best ever.
Yeah.
One way.
But Rev, I know you wanted to get into the whole misinformation situation.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well.
What is her name anyway? Respectfully. Does anybody know?
Wow. At least I could have led into it. We could have walked into it. You know what I'm saying? I was going to talk about it a little bit. Y'all need to just keep throwing me in the spot. I just want to talk about this shit.
Oh, no. Nah, I mean, shit. What else we got?
Imani Khalif. We was rapping, you know, just flowing with the flow. Imani Khalif was put out there. She's a female boxer from Algeria, and she was put out there as being trans. That she could have been a dude, and she was boxing against a woman from Italy. Within 42 seconds of the fight, Shorty from Italy quit and was like, I ain't never been punched like that in my face. Da 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 da. Felt like a man punched me in my face. Da 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 da. So this whole rumor got out that basically she was trans. And it was a little bit of evidence to support it. In 2023, I think it was the IBA, which is now a banned boxing association. There was some sort of, maybe it was like a pre-Olympic event. I don't know exactly what it was, but they did some tests and two shorties didn't make it to qualify as women. But they didn't release any of the information about what the tests that they did were, how they did the test, how they came to this conclusion, nothing. Right. They just did their test and deemed that these two women weren't qualified as women to compete.
Right.
And again, that sanction of boxing is now banned. So I say all of that to say, I then saw a lot of posts after that fight because the woman from Italy was crying and all of that and quit in the middle of the fight, 40 seconds, 46 seconds into the fight.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Where people were just like, oh my God, a guy shouldn't be allowed to fight. They bashing Shorty from Algeria's name, like they bashing her picture, they calling her trans, all of this stuff. And in reality, she's not. She was born a woman. There's plenty of research out there that shows all the details behind the whole story. And yeah. I don't know. I just wanted to. Misinformation is such a huge, and it's been a huge thing for a while now, but it's like crazy how easy it is for people to get caught up in a story without doing any research. Somebody posts one thing on Facebook and everybody just feeds.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's 2024. Like, it's so easy for it to spread. It's just motherfuckers hitting share before you know it. It's millions of people believing the wrong shit.
And it's not even to share. Then you take the time to comment. Right. You have something to say about the scenario, but you ain't do near legwork. You just you took the post for what it was, and the post was posted by BlackESPN.net.
But then you got people like me, like real shit. Like I seen it when you sent it in the group joint. I looked at it, I was like, I had the little shaking my head emoji joint. After that, it's like, I really don't give a fuck for real, to go and look and see what it is. I'm just going to run with that. Do you see this motherfucking transgender?
Nah, we.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem, though.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
I guess I am the
problem. That's the problem, nigga.
I feel like we live in a time of headlines, right? People read a headline and that's it.
Yeah.
And then they sit like the same shit I did. Same shit I did when I sent it to y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't read that. I just read the fucking headline. Yeah. Saw a young nigga cracked in the nose. I was like, oh, okay, let me send it to them, see what they think about it. And that's what everybody's doing.
Yeah, I think you're the first one to send it to the group, right?
Yeah, I was the only one to send it to the group.
Yeah, it's the only one.
Hey.
That shit just crazy, like you said, man.
I know that's demonic.
Yo, listen. This nigga Paul does this all the time.
No, I know, man.
I thought this is demonic.
Demonic.
What?
It is.
But I will say this, though, right? That ability to know that people will run with just headlines, that is a power, bro.
It's scary, man.
It is scary, the fact, because I have to chime in and say, like, yeah, a first glance coupled with her being hit, I was like, yeah, that's a man. Just the way they
of course,
presented
right,
it.
Right.
Like, you just see the backdrop to the woman, the lady from Algeria, and her, just based on her stature, she looked like, you know, honest. Right. So yeah, it's crazy. Wow, like that's horrible.
Yeah, and it's just missing the way that people could take. Like I said, I was arguing with people on Facebook, and I never do that shit. But I just like a guy. I was just providing links. Like, bro, it's right here.
Yeah.
No.
Like, and just like, nah. But you know, it's if you have X, Y, Z, bro, did you see who did the test? Did you look at anything other than? It's just crazy.
I think that's the scary thing about AI, though. It's not that robots are going to attack us and start a war. It's just going to be how easy it is to spread
and manipulate
incorrect information and influence people's thoughts, actions, opinions, and all types of shit.
Oh, the proper, absolutely, man.
The amount of videos I see that I realize now are fake are crazy.
Wayne
sent me one not too long ago, and it was like a Joe Rogan podcast. And they had clipped it together so perfectly, so it starts off showing you Joe Rogan, and he's on the podcast, and he's talking. And then they cut to the screenshot, you know what I'm saying, of what they're showing, like a picture of outer space or something like that. And they're showing all of that shit. Then they'll cut back to Rogan for like 0.5 seconds on the mic and go back to the pictures. And again, they're showing you what they're talking about. And the whole time, you realize that the words don't line up with a single thing that Joe Rogan. Every time they show Joe Rogan on the mic, the words don't line up at all. And then you're listening to the audio a little closer now. And it sounds a lot like Joe Rogan, but you can also tell it's slightly off just a bit. Mm-hmm. You're just like, wait a minute. Somebody made a whole video. Joe Rogan, they say none of this shit, but it's presented to you just like a Joe Rogan podcast video 100%. Would be, and it's fucking fake.
Yeah, but, you know, outside of AI, like, we've been, you know, witnessing this for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because people don't want to do no research.
Yeah, but just like how things are shot and how we spin it, you know, from especially in politics, like that's just been happening since time immemorial. Like I saw a video the other day ago where a woman, I forgot what her position was, but she somehow connected to like this politics, right, just in general. And she was showing a video of when Kennedy was shot and like what to look for in the frames and how like you can clearly see it's not what really happened. You know what I mean? And it's just like, wow, that happened, what, in the 60s, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? So this has been going on for a long-ass time, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big conspiracy.
You ever watch Umbrella Academy, huh?
Pardon?
You ever watch Umbrella Academy? They touch on a little bit of that, too.
The Umbrella Academy?
Yeah.
We did watch it, but I can't remember.
I don't remember the specifics. But
it was he went back in time when Kennedy was about to get shot and shit and all that. But go ahead. What you want to say, Ron?
Oh, I was just going to say, to piggyback on what Paul was saying about the Kennedy and conspiracy shit kind of thing, like, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but, like, show me a single picture, I still say this, about from 9/11 and the plane that hit the Pentagon. I have yet to see a piece of plane at the Pentagon. We watched planes hit the Twin Towers. We watched that with the eyes. We saw that.
I
saw that on the television. Mm-hmm. I watched that shit happen. I know that happened. But if you go look it up, and go Google all the pictures of 9/11 and the attack on the Pentagon. I haven't yet to see a single piece of a plane, an engine, a wing, a tail, single piece.
Yeah.
So, but then that begs the question, like, what the fuck can we believe? What can we take at face value? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
what's authentic?
I did hear a boom and feel a boom.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That was DMX.
Something obviously blew up.
So
that was DMX, bro.
Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom.
Ziggy this out. No, that wasn't it.
I don't even remember that far back, but were there like any eyewitness accounts of people actually seeing the plane crash into the Pentagon?
It was just pictures of the damage. That was it. I
can say that there was, Paul, I know for a fact Paul has been there because we used to go to Fort Myer. We used to stop at this gas station. It was a military only gas station.
All the
way at the end of Columbia Pike, at the very end when it curves
right
down
before
and takes
you
into Crystal City
to go to Pentagon.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There used to be a military only gas station. You had to be military to fill up there.
Yeah.
And supposedly, you know, I mean, it makes sense. They're a gas station and they're a military gas station. They had cameras all around.
And that side over there on 27.
Right on that side, exactly. And that gas station quickly disappeared after 9/11. Very quickly. And nothing has been built there since. That joint is grass.
There was controversy when that happened about, you know, where's the debris? Like, where's...
I'm just saying that in the film.
I agree. I was about to make a point. Like, it's the Pentagon. Yeah. Like, it should have been on camera regardless, whether it was the gas station, whether it was the mall, whether it was a hotel. Mm. Something should have had that on camera.
When that happened, that should have been the first thing we should have seen on the news.
Yeah. 100%. The same way we saw the Twin Towers.
Straight up. Like, we're too close. Like, where's the images? But again, like I was saying, that's been conversation for a long time, bro.
Yeah.
You know, but what do you believe in? I don't know. I think it's based on what you're willing to fight for. Because a lot of niggas just don't give a fuck. Like you said, you saw the little post and you said shaking my head and then you went on about your day.
That's just like shit. I just had that attitude. It's almost like, yo, until some shit actually come to my doorstep and actually affect my, like, I'm good.
But man, that's hold on. But hold on. But let me just say this though, right? But let me say this though, right? That's what the mental fuckery is about. The fact that you say you're good, but you're not, because you're also spreading that propaganda. If you're able to shake your head and already put together a thought that hey, that was a man, then you're gonna run with it. In your conversation throughout the day, someone wants to engage with you, you're gonna run with the narrative that person was a man.
If I'm not gonna bring it up.
That's the thing, that's being planted in your head and that's waiting to blossom if someone entertains that conversation. Going back, what Rem was talking about and this fact checking, right?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Rem said it took you what, 8 minutes, 12 minutes?
Yeah, not even.
You like a 1%er. 99% of the fucking world is not going to commit those 12 minutes to figure out what's true and what's fake. That's what's scary about right now. Like, we're in a period where the lines between real and fake, authentic and inauthentic are getting very fucking blurred.
Blurry.
Yeah. Like, we talked about this on an early episode. Even with the different implants and enhancements and things like that. Like, 10 years from now, everything is going to just... I don't even know what to fucking call it.
Yeah, it's going to be a hybrid, bro. Things.
There's going to be no truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. At all. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but now I understand what you're saying, Nick, because I'm similar. Like, if it doesn't really affect me, I don't really give a fuck. But I also, I guess, hungry for knowledge, if that's the good term. But I'm not really, though. That's why I said it kind of loosely. I'm not really that hungry for knowledge. But when it comes to shit, like, something's presented to me and I read it, and I'm like, wait, is that real? As soon as that bulb clicks for me, like, is that real? I immediately go on a tangent. Now I need to know the details behind it.
See, so now, for instance, I just hit you Friday about some shit if it's real.
Right.
Yeah. But I was about to spend some money. So I get some motherfucking money, I want to make sure this shit real or not. You got motherfucking ads on fucking Instagram talking about $14.99 for some Air Force Ones or some Jordan 3s and shit like that.
You actually had to ask the question.
Thanks, guys.
You sound like Leon. Let's sound like some shit Leon would do for some Air Force Ones, my nigga.
That's crazy.
They had Jordan 3 fresh white cements for $19.99.
It was Foot Locker.
Even Blue would have told you that. Foot Locker wholesale deal or something like that was the page.
Yeah, some shit.
That's terrible.
I got to the checkout line. I was like, hold on real quick.
This nigga got the checkout.
Hold on. Well, no, respectfully, though, Nick is the same guy, the same friend, the same imbecile, right, who got gotten twice in one day.
Yeah, twice in one day, bro.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
But, I mean, we good. I got scammed. I thought I was about to be motherfucking Superman or something like that for come through for Christmas with 10,000 and shit. You know what I mean? He's like... I need you to send me this real quick. I bet. I got
the
you.
African scam?
Hold on.
It was an Indian. And the nigga name was like Matt or Steve or some shit. I'm like,
ain't no Indian's name Steve.
After a while, I was like, yo, hold on. He got me for like $700.
Hold on. So he sends the bread to the guy. Mm-hmm. The guy says, I didn't get it, right? He then somehow works out to get money again, sends it again, and gets got.
Yeah. Bro, I went to Walmart to the motherfuckers in the MoneyGram or some shit.
Oh shit!
They had the header and all that shit. It was U.S. Bank, everything. They sent me all that shit. Like shit, nah. But then I was naive as a motherfucker. I was trying to come through with some bread.
That's crazy, man.
But I wound up, flipping that shit. I admitted fraud.
Filed a claim.
I filed a claim, like a motherfucker, and I got the money back.
That's love.
And I automatically switched bank account.
I'm gonna be honest with you, they shouldn't have gave you the money back.
They should have cut you off. That was just your fault.
The Indian nigga named Matthew, dog.
Matthew, Indian nigga.
Indian nigga named Steve. It was some shit, man. I'm like, yo, hold on. Yeah, all right.
That's crazy.
We talking about scam. Who else was scammed?
Oh, I came close.
They almost did get you, didn't they?
They almost got me. I think they called me, told me I owed the IRS something. Like, it sent me some court documents. Like,
oh, man.
I said, wait a minute. They're talking about jail time. I said, oh, no. But then they went too far. They was like, yeah, go get a prepaid card. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all need to work on y'all scam because y'all had me.
You told me to get a prepaid card.
But then you got on the bullshit.
Yeah. So
then you gave me Office Depot gift card?
Exactly. And then I helped them out on the side. They paid me.
And the time that I got scammed was the time where I was going through the transition in life where I just moved out to Woodbridge. I was like, this, a lot of shit happened to me during that time, so I really had the wherewithal to even. Like,
he think was about spiraling shit. Out of control.
Yeah, yeah, I was. Was I? I hit rock bottom, man.
Oh man,
I was at rock bottom, man. I was trying to call the fuck about that joint. I was like, yo, I don't know what the fuck. I was, yeah, nigga, I was in that motherfucker. I lost weight. Some more shit. I was scared.
I lost weight.
Got bad.
It got bad. 6 to 8 blacks a day. Yeah. You got fucked up.
Yo. And, man, no bullshit. Nigga was drinking cheap ass vodka.
6 to 8 regular flavors.
Regular.
It's bad.
Yo, it be like bad. That, my nigga.
I got scammed one time, I think. I was a kid. I was not a kid, but I was like 20. Back in the Nextel days. Nigga had the new Nextel on eBay. Clean color screen with the button and all of that, and I missed the bid and I lost the bid. Nigga beat me on the bid for like $400. So I messaged a dude. Oh no, the dude messaged me right after the joint lost. He was like, "Hey, I saw you lost, da 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 da, but I still have additional phones available, da 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 da." And again, all the communication is through eBay. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and this is young. I'm like 20, 19. So I'm like, that perfect. So he like, yeah, look, so send me a MoneyGram, $350. You know, wire to me. I'm gonna send you the joint. Boom, I get all the information. I walk across the street to Giant, send the $350 over. And mind you, $350, I'm working at Olive Garden.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, no question. So I send the $350 off, come back to the crib, let them know via email. Perfect. I got it. I'm about to ship it out. Nigga send me a tracking number. 2 weeks past, tracking number ain't updated. And I knew it was coming from Europe, so I knew it was going to take a second because I ordered phones from Europe before back then. But I was like, I ain't updating at all. Hit the nigga back. Yeah, should be on the way. Hit the nigga back another couple of days later. No reply.
First of all, I want
to scammers.
Scammer,
man.
But I want to clap it up for just how he set it up, right? Because I'm pretty sure it was him outbidding himself. Right? And my man said, "Yo, I see you was mad into
the whole shit. The whole time.
I saw you lost the bid. But yo, it's still dangerous.
Nice. He was bidding from different accounts.
Yeah. Nice.
Just to get
that interest.
Here go the kick. I forgot about this part. After all of that, right, because he stopped replying to me, I created a new eBay account, and I messaged the dude. And I said, hey, yo, my boy got a phone from you. I wanted to see if I could get a phone as well.
Yeah.
This nigga immediately replied. So, if you send $350, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So, now I replied. I was like, but what about my boy's phone? Da-da-da. He sent me literally like a quarter of an email, stopped typing mid-sentence, and sent that joint anyway.
Wow.
Like mid-sentence, he didn't even finish the word and sent the joint.
Scammers,
the joint was just
bro.
Bullshit.
They nice with it, man.
Straight scam bullshit.
Nice.
That's crazy. Niggas be scamming.
But hey, man.
Say man.
You know, I just wanted to quickly touch on, man. I know, Steph, you watched the fight, Crawford.
Yeah, for sure.
What you think, bro?
I thought it was a good fight. Close fight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought it was close. Like,
absolutely.
His closest fight ever, you think?
For what I've seen, and I'm not the biggest Crawford fan, but thus far, yeah, I thought he could. If he didn't take the 11th round, he probably would have lost.
I think so. I mean, I don't think he was ever like in trouble in the fight. Like, when it went hurt. So, in that regard, the Gamboa fight, because he was hurt in that fight a couple of times. But yeah, I mean, it could have been a draw to me. I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was that, you know, a round or two go this way or that way. That's a different outcome, bro.
For sure.
Like, and them rounds were close. It was a hard fight to score, bro. So now it's like Canelo. At 168, fuck no.
Mm-mm. And that was absolutely at 154, right?
That was at 54.
Yeah.
That's his regular weight, right?
47 he went up. Is where he was at for a long time. Went up. This is his first fight at 54.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Canelo's a different fight, though. Different fighter. Styles make fights.
Canelo.
Canelo, that dude aggressive. Was awkward. He was bouncy. He was on his toes the whole time.
The entire time.
You know, so that was an adjustment. Canelo was just going to be in front of him the whole time. Mm-hmm. Canelo not going to do a whole bunch of moving, so... but nah, good fight though.
I thought it was one of the better fights I've seen in a while. It was really a good boxing match.
Well worth it. The story tonight though was Jared Anderson getting his ass whooped.
The heavyweight.
He was supposed to be the future of the American heavyweight division.
Is he from Philly?
He's from Ohio.
Ohio. I thought
he was going to be a beast.
Okay.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm. You know.
He got. I missed that. He got handled.
Oh yeah, he got beat
stopped.
Up. I think I stopped in the fourth round. Got dropped three times.
What?
Got dropped in the first round, second round, and then he got stopped in the fourth, I think.
And who did he lose to?
Some African nigga.
Wow.
Looked like the nigga from Black Panther.
But was he nice?
Joku or whatever, huh?
Was he nice, though? Was he?
I mean, he was, he's a heavyweight. So, I mean, yeah, he was nice, but he's also a big, fat, flabby nigga that hits hard, kind of got fast hands.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Jared wasn't ready.
Yeah.
It was a step-up fight, and he wasn't ready.
Well, maybe next time.
Yeah, that the Pitbull fight wasn't, you know, too spectacular either. You know, this, that's that style of fighting. Pitbull?
Isaac Cruz.
Isaac Cruz, excuse me, yes.
Yeah, you know.
True.
What's what's next for Crawford, though? Does he still want Canelo? Is that what he said after the match?
I think it's Canelo.
That's what he said after the match?
I think it's Canelo.
That's crazy.
He said the money's right. He said he'd take the fight.
That's a bad idea.
It is, where he's at in his career, it's the fight that makes sense. Because you want to go out like it's the fight you win and you're done. You're retired. There's nothing left for you to do.
Yeah, all right.
That's the pinnacle. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't going to be his pinnacle.
I think it's going to happen. It's going to be interesting.
I don't think it's going to be his pinnacle. I think it's going to be his downfall. I think it's going to be his L.
Could be.
I don't know. Like you said, 168, that's a lot of weight. And Canelo, and you sit in the car. Canelo's been doing this a lot longer than people realize, bro. Like, he fought Floyd as a baby.
That was a long time ago.
Floyd ain't fought for real in what, 10 years?
He's got a fight coming up.
And he fought Canelo before that. It wasn't his last fight.
We're talking like 15 years or something like that. Yeah.
Canelo been doing this for 15 years. And Canelo's not 45 and nothing crazy. Like,
Yeah,
you're right.
Canelo got hands that people are not ready for.
Bro, this
he got a chin that people ain't ready for.
Canelo's also a bitch right now. I don't fuck with Canelo. I hate the way that nigga moves right now and the people he fights.
Why you say that?
He picks the easy fights.
Yeah, he's a gump right now. Like, you got a nigga that was in your division for years calling your motherfucking name that's like that you wouldn't fight, but you're going to fight this nigga Edward Berlinga. I'm not no knock against Edward Berlinga. He's nice, but he was also a prospect a year and a half, 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
He not even a fully made nigga yet.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
He's not a friend of ours.
He's not a friend of ours. Friend of yours.
He's
a friend of yours.
Gotcha.
He's not a made guy.
Not a made guy.
Not a wise guy.
Yeah, no.
They showed your boy Roberto Duran. You know he fought in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 2000s? That's incredible.
That's crazy.
60s, 70s, 80s, and 2000s.
Yeah, no mas. No mas. No mas, Roberto.
Yeah. Fucking lunatic.
That's some madness, man. What else we got? What else we got in the field?
Well, we could briefly touch on the fact that Joe Biden dropped out of the race. We haven't talked about that on the show.
We asked if he should.
Right. And he dropped out right after
50 minutes after we finished.
Right after we finished the show and wrapped up, he ended up dropping out.
So we kind of set that in motion, I think.
I mean, we
might have put that in there.
Yeah. Who was the deciding factor?
Yeah, facts.
They listened to the show. So
what y'all think?
Yeah.
It had to be done.
I think it was the best move because there was going to be too much talk around that. Which probably would have distracted, you know,
it was going to be a lot of
voting for him. I think Kamala is on the rise right now. She may just win, to be honest.
I don't think so.
I don't know, bro. She has a lot of backing right now.
She had a lot of momentum.
She's raising a lot of money right now.
And
It's
so late in the game that they don't know how to adjust to it. They haven't figured out how to, you know, how to run against her.
Yeah. That part, too. I think, listen, when it comes to, like, before we was talking about misinformation, right? And I know, like, maybe 2 weeks ago, I was, like, running with the narrative. Yeah, you know, she slept with such and such because it was, like, an older dude that was involved that got her.
I hate that, dog.
I know, but and again, it's Williams. Very okay, easy Montel to run Williams. With that. But, you know, when you hear her talk, bro,
headlines, even,
like, she's, you know, she knows what she's, she knows her craft. She knows what she's doing. You know, when they speak about the things she was doing in Cali when it came to, you know, people being prosecuted for weed and this, that, and the third, like, there's good things that she's also done with that. And you don't know because they don't discuss it. But when you see other reporters bring it up and you see the facts, like, okay, she's not as bad as people, you know, portray her to be. And for me, like, I'm kind of happy that Biden is no longer involved.
Yeah. Right,
you know what I mean? It's a breath of fresh air. You know what I mean? How well she would do towards Trump, who has asked her to have a debate on Fox, which I think she has agreed to.
She has.
Yeah, that's when you're going to see it. But just recently watching Trump in Atlanta go against those black reporters, that was hilarious. because they were asking all the right questions, which he was deflecting. And then he left because his the house or whoever was like, yeah, this is too much, bro.
Oh, when Trump was on the joint?
Yeah, we got a boogie. Yo, yeah, yeah.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, we got a boogie.
What are black jobs exactly?
Yeah.
They're stealing all the black jobs. They're stealing all the black jobs.
That's good. That's a good.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was solid. That was solid. Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's more on his team, though. Like, what was the preparation to go there? You knew what the fuck they were going to ask you.
You knew they was going to attack
you. Well, you should have. If you didn't, but then your team ain't doing their motherfucking job.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. I think, you know, with Trump and the whole the black vote, he's delusional. There are blacks that do like him, but I feel like he is just generalizing all of us, or marginalized, rather. Mm. And it's like, that's not what it is, bro.
That's what I said before about Sexy Red.
What's that?
It's just that stereotype. It marginalizes.
What you mean? Like, well, like she represents all of us?
Yeah, that's our representation, right?
So
now.
Trump thinks everybody's Sexy Red.
Yeah, that's why he making these. That's why he making these
motherfucking
Trump
shoes. Yo, Donald.
Yeah, Coochie Brown, bro.
Nah, that ain't me. She don't speak for me.
Yeah, she don't speak for me, man.
Shout out to Sexy Red, man. Shit, you know what I'm saying? And all that.
Oh, like, yeah, man. Look at Trump think everybody's Sexy Red.
Yeah, that's...
Get it sexy.
Yeah. I do agree with Steph, though. I think, like, a lot of Trump's problem with the black vote is the fucking preparation. Like, you can't go on that jump and say black jobs. Like, who... It's just the way you word things. How, like, you just can't... I don't know. He just says shit very dumb.
Mm-hmm. But do you think, you know, with that, and I'm trying to, you know, tie it together, because I feel like when... Kamala Harris' campaign, whatever, recently she had a Megan Stallion and she was all twerking and whatnot, is like the most, it's just awkward, it's cringy to watch, you know what I mean? Like, in comparison, like, black jobs, Megan Stallion. Like, why are you here?
But why though?
Yeah, you can switch out Megan Stallion.
Why is it cringy? Why is it cringy?
Yeah.
Because I just hate to see us, you know,
present it that way.
Yeah, because I feel like it's easy. It's like it's the easiest thing to do. It's like seem trendy when it's like, my nigga, twerking has nothing to do with
it. It don't have to have anything to do with it. If she likes Megan Thee Stallion, then Megan Thee Stallion should perform. Like, would you feel different if it was Beyonce?
The contention upon the song, absolutely.
Beyonce shakes her ass too.
Yeah, but I don't think
she would come out.
Beyonce wouldn't do that. It's a difference between, it's a time and place, a little bit of class. When I'm, you know, when I'm expecting you to be next leader, why not? I mean, come on, bro.
I disagree. Play to your audience.
Sure. Yeah,
play to your motherfucking audience.
She
was over here in Atlanta?
Yes.
Play to your audience.
But what if you are trying to gain new audience?
That's what she's trying to do.
You're not going to lose anybody by having Megan on stage, but you may gain some people by showing that you're more connected to the culture and the community and all that type of shit.
Well, listen, it's not about, in essence,
that shit don't matter.
I'm not trying to consider a factor. I'm just saying, as far as the taste, like, you know, you just got on board. Let's see what's going on. You're being vetted.
That's clapping.
It's clapping. It's me trying to clap. You're still being vetted. I don't need to see Megan, who continues to use what she does best, you know what I'm saying, her body to gain traction. Like, that's not what I'm checking for you for right now. I'm checking for your views, your opinions, and what's going to impact America, if not Black America.
But did Megan distract you from checking for her views and all of that?
I mean, it made me just, like, you know, what's the saying?
Turn your nose
Turn
up.
My nose. Mm-hmm. Am I going to lie? Absolutely.
Yeah, but you should still listen to the views if that's the point. Like, if that's what you voting based on?
I don't know. To me, it's a distraction.
Meg Thee Stallion is a way to get young voters.
Sure.
That's its purpose. Yeah. That's all it is.
There's an agenda.
She happens to like her music, I'm sure. And so
maybe not.
I would hope so. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because then it's purely fake. Then I'm even more of a Paul. But I agree that it's a little extra if you're running for the presidency to have her twerking on there. Have her do her songs. Have her perform, but she ain't going to twerk.
We ain't got to twerk, bro.
You could have said, yo, Cam, sit that one piece out. You know what I'm saying? You still get up there with your body suit. You still up there turning up. You still look sexy and all of that. But you ain't got to get out that joint and yeah. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But the purpose is to go with the TikToks. Is to get the young voters. So I understand its purpose, too.
Because, what's the stat? I can't remember it specifically, but young voters in this election are going to make up the majority of the electorate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like first time voters, they're a big percentage of this shit. So yeah, play to your audience.
Yeah.
But you think Donald Trump wouldn't take advantage of some shit like that if he had the opportunity?
He did 8 years ago with Kanye West.
I'm just saying that for some of us, it's just a bit cringy. For me, it's like, why do we have to do that, bro? Why do we have to like make everything like a concert? Like, you know, include the hip hop and blah blah blah. It's like
Trump
got
Amber Rose stepping out there.
Which is insane to me.
Insane. It's crazy.
Actually, I ain't gonna lie to you, I unfollowed her because of her rhetoric towards that shit is whack. Yeah,
you see her get beat up? No, she didn't get beat up. She beat up Jocelyn forever.
Oh, that's old though.
Yeah, that's a minute ago.
I thought
she was missing former people.
I thought she was getting beat up because she was fucking with Trump now.
He almost misinformed. I was checking for him. Like, where is he going with this?
I don't know enough information to misinform anybody.
But that's where I'm at right now. If you're not, you know, if your viewpoints are not aligning with what I'm into, or you're trying to push a narrative just because you want your clout chasing, like, I'm only going to unfollow you, bro.
I think black people have to get to a point where they stop caring about what white people think about black culture.
Mm-hmm. It's, I know, but it comes from...
Because I think that's part of it.
Like, trauma, absolutely.
You being embarrassed by Meg Thee Stallion being on stage is a fear of how you think we're going to be perceived by white America.
Absolutely.
Like, black people got to get over that shit.
But it's very hard when you are a woman, a black woman, who's in position to be the next president and not want her to win slowly based on her credentials, if not her game plan. Outside of including what you feel, again, for me, it's the easy go-to, which is bring someone on. Like yesterday, and this is kind of off topic, but the boxing joint, right? Like Eminem performed. It was weird as fuck to me. Like, what? I don't get, like, what are we doing? Like, this, sometimes I just feel like there's things thrown in that have nothing to do with each other.
Well, his album just came out. That's probably why.
That shit was
weird. But for me, I feel like it matters because of... the way we get treated, Steph. Honestly, like, so, Ebony, I didn't peep it, but she told me. So I go to the ATM last weekend, and as I get out my car and stand at, you know, in line, it's a white lady that's walking up to use the ATM. Ebony says, like, later on, another lady got out of her car and kind of like stood outside her car and kind of watching me. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. And apparently they was together.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost like the presence of me made her feel like it was a fucking, you know what I'm saying, type of thing. You know what I'm saying? So just the perception, I'm not like that. Bitch, I got money. I'm coming here to get some money. I ain't coming here to take nobody else's bread. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not the twerking. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
If I just may say this, right? And no, not to dilute your story, but I think we're kind of talking two different things. The lady getting out for whatever reason, I mean, I can respect that, right? But as far as you, what I believe you're trying to say is that, like you said in the beginning, Trump associating Sexy Red with just black people in general.
Not just that. What you were saying about Megan Thee Stallion as well?
Well, I'm just saying as far as the optics, right? I don't need to see someone twerking on the campaign, just in general. It doesn't matter whatever the situation is. That's just my thing.
Yeah,
Ms. Harris is black, it's like I feel like we as a culture always have to include the culture, mm-hmm. right? When there's a time and place for everything. If it was been Beyonce and contingent upon the song that she was singing, I wouldn't have the same posture, but just based on the fact that I'm looking at ass and it's supposed to be a campaign, to me, it's a joke thing. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like apples and oranges. Yes, it does cater to the young audience. Respect. But for those who, I don't know what it is, because I don't know nothing about politics, but just my frequency right now, like, I'm like, I'm good, bro. Like, I don't need to see that. Let's talk about you right now. You just got back in the game. This nigga, he just got out the game. Biden just got the game last week.
Man. But you don't think all this shit was carefully thought out?
Absolutely.
Like, of course, they weighed the pros and the cons of Megan Thee Stallion being at her shit.
Yeah.
And the voters it was going to reach and influence versus the voters that it may turn off. Like, all of that shit is carefully calculated. That wasn't just a, let's just get Megan up here to shake her ass thing. No, right. that was a strategic move on their part.
It's like Trump getting Lil Pump involved. Like, 4 years ago when he, well, whatever.
I remember that, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like, Pump, and now yeah. Pump's back in, you know, just on the scene again, commenting, telling people why, Kamala this, that, and third, and don't vote for her. Like, I get the agenda, but it's like, again, on paper, it looks fucking crazy, my G. Doesn't make any sense. That's just me. But, you know.
So Beyonce can't do Bootylicious?
Be kind of weird.
Deja vu.
It'd be hella weird, bro.
Love on top.
It'd be hella weird. Like, I much rather.
Watermelon.
I much rather. I mean, I'd much rather see Kendrick, you know, like run with the whole Not Like Us type, you know what I'm saying, campaign. Like, I'd take that.
That would, definitely be a great campaign. You should be a campaign manager.
Nah, they probably thought about that, but Kendrick probably pulled out. There's no way they didn't consider him.
Not Like Us.
Like, yeah.
Kind of been fire, but then that would have been spun as embracing LA gang culture or some shit.
Well, she started out in Cali. Who cares? That's culture in itself.
With Montel Williams.
Yeah, you can't mention Cali without the gang situation. Like, that's just what they do.
Because it's the culture.
It's the culture.
Right, exactly. And you should stand 10 toes down in your fucking culture. I don't think there's a time and a place for culture.
All right. Where you from? Set you
clear. I agree with you. It's just that, again, I don't think that was a tasteful move based on that type of song and the twerking that came with it.
I guess
that's
so.
All.
You know, I understand.
I don't know Megan for her music. I'm pretty sure there was some other options, but and I get why she, because again, that song she did is popular.
So you wanted Jennifer Hudson.
Celine Dion.
I feel you.
Erykah Badu.
Erykah would have been amazing.
She would have
been hella
slow. She would have showed up.
She wouldn't, maybe, yeah, yeah. Now that's Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill probably would have showed up. I've heard some nasty things about her. But, you know what I mean?
I think Wyclef was available.
Who knows, man?
Or Ja Rule.
Ja Rule?
Definitely could have
got Proswell?
No. Proswell? Isn't he? I think he got knocked for some bullshit. Some espionage. Yeah, he was on some next level shit.
Person in number 944.
Yeah, he bugged out. That's crazy, man.
That nigga was a spy.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. But hey, man.
Same man.
Yo, we had an album.
Homework.
Yes, we did. We had some homework, man.
Yeah, 1998 yes. Shit.
Man.
Where my dog's at?
Listen.
Yo, first of all, man, before we get into the album, I just want to big up DMX just as a human being, bro. Like, his contribution to the
rest
to
in
rap,
peace to the dog.
Like, Joe, I didn't know he has done 70, it's like 71 or 79 movies.
I didn't know that.
That's insane.
That's not possible.
That's what Google said.
That means that there's at least...
I'm about to pull your
There's
file.
At least 70
that you haven't seen.
Horrible movies.
It could be like this cameos though too.
Nah, that's
way.
Wild.
There's no way. This nigga did 70 movies, huh?
I say nothing.
I'm about to put up right now.
My Google said, but it could be misinformation, right?
I think that's what it is. I was just thinking.
Yeah, it did. I'm seeing.
What you seeing? Seeing more than two. I know that.
Two
lies stated as fact.
Yo, my G. Look at this. Hold on.
Hold up, bro. Don't make me
look,
have
look,
to.
What's that
don't
say
make
right
me
here,
have
Nick?
To apologize to
no,
this.
It's like, right it's like 27 total.
78.
It's like 27 total. 80% were direct to film. Half of them don't really count because something like one of them is backstage. Like that's a documentary of the fucking
right.
The concert that he did. Like did, you know,
his,
but,
did his boy recorded. It was
right.
His first one.
Yeah. So like there's like 20. Like I said, majority of these shows is direct DVD, direct to DVD, direct to DVD, cameo appearance. Like,
oh, yeah, no doubt. But yours says 28, my joint says 78. I'm insane. Either way, big up the brother for his contribution because I never.
There's just way too many movies. I refused.
You know, I thought he only did like 3 or 4 movies,
shit,
but
that's it. What?
But
Exit Wounds, Romeo
Must Die,
and Belly, nigga. That's it.
Nah, the other joint with Romeo Must Die, yeah.
He was
yeah.
also a cop in one movie. What's the Steven Seagal joint? Is that Exit Wounds?
Yeah.
What's the joint where he's a heroin addict? I mean, heroin dealer. That's that Romeo Must Die? The joint where he poisoned the old girl because she's sleeping
Cradle
in
to the Grave.
Cradle to the Grave? Yeah, that joint was classic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never Die Alone.
Yeah. True.
Oh, what? I know y'all saw King Dog. Y'all remember that one, right?
Who?
That nigga
King,
was, King,
King Dog. I remember that shit.
You said King Dog?
There they go. See, they barking for DMX right now. King
That's
Dog.
Crazy.
King Dog. You don't remember that one?
But
that was straight to DVD. It had to be.
It had to be.
You don't remember Chronicle of a Serial Killer? You remember that one? Oh, man. That one was vicious. Oh, you know what? When he was Detective White? Oh, man. I was like that, bro.
Either way, man.
I do remember that job.
Gone too soon, but DMX.
Yeah, for sure.
DMX had the potential to be a A-class actor, bro. For sure.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, he was. Yeah.
Between him and Pac.
For sure.
But let's get to the album, though. Hell Is Hot, right?
98.
Crazy year, because he also dropped another album.
Flesh on My Flesh. Is that right? Flesh on My Flesh?
Absolutely. And
that's dogs going crazy for him in the back.
And Belly came up that year, too.
It's crazy that the dogs are barking right now. It's like the spirit is here.
Yeah, you know, he pulled it up. Y'all talk about me.
It's in the spirit.
That's because the wife is pulling back up in a minute.
Yeah, but the album.
Yeah, May 19th. They're upstairs, nigga.
And Flesh of My Flesh was December, I believe, in November. Yeah, huh? crazy.
Yeah, Flesh was like December, November.
Multi-platinum. Yeah.
This album was?
Oh, yeah. That joint sold, the first, that one sold 4.
Mm.
And Flesh of My Flesh sold 3. In the States, that is. So he had a crazy year.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But he came back the next year with, and then there was X.
It was a crazy time.
Just
man.
Home from a nigga.
Yeah, like, that was crazy. But Cisco, like, yeah.
3 albums in 2 years? Nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
X was on fire, bro. X was on fire.
His style, you know, his, what do you call it? I don't know, not cadence, but.
His delivery.
Like, cadence too. Never seen before. Like, you know how you see certain dudes, you'd be like, all right, I see where he. You know, get a little bit of his swag DMX.
He was the first nigga to be really vulnerable, too. Oh, like, no question. Vulnerable as fuck.
It was really some Pac in there, though. I give it some Pac in there. Sure. Like, the cadence. It was the Martin Luther King.
The energy,
preaching type of up and down the peak. You know what I'm saying?
But just the unorthodox approach to it, right? Yeah. The way that he executed it was like...
His fucking freestyle on backstage, nigga.
With the Muslim nigga?
Crazy. Come on, man. Yeah. Nah, DMX was... Yeah, but this album in particular, though, Introduction to the World, for us, well, at least for me.
Yeah, Tax.
It's a great album, and it's funny. Cause
I would say to Introduction to Me to X was Money, Power, Respect.
Word. Okay, cool.
4-3-2-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4-3-2-1, and even...
Which one was first?
He was on Mace joint. I think he had 24 Hours to Live also was before this.
Oh, wow. But as a collective, just to get, you know, into who he was, because... Mm-hmm. You know, we gonna get into it, but this nigga's questionable too.
Yo,
honestly, listen, I'm gonna keep it 1,000.
Niggas in the 90s was questionable, period.
That's a fact.
I think he should have been under investigation.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Steph. There's some unsolved rape cases that is linked to that
under investigation.
I know there is, bro. Because the shit he's talking.
I see what you got written on there, nigga.
Yo,
hell is hot. Rape is not, nigga. Rape is not, nigga. Rape is not. Rape is not hot, nigga. That, yo. Rest in peace and order. But you were different. I don't know what type of tea you were drinking back then, but my God, you was just, I don't get it.
And niggas was actually singing along. It was young niggas.
He was poisoning.
Singing lyrics.
Absolutely. Yeah,
facts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Did a line accordingly.
Rough Riders
Anthem. They're all doing time right now.
Classic. Yeah, classic. Speaking of that, the Rough Riders Anthem, I can't speak today. The Rough Riders Anthem, the video was
epic.
Yeah, it's
one of the greatest videos ever, bro. Right. Matter of fact, that's one video that I can recall. Like, I was like, I gotta lift weights, bro. Because it was just nothing but, you know, sticky fingers in that joint doing this one.
That was the East Coast. That was our East Coast version of the West Coast. You look back and see the Snoop joints and or the Dre videos and
people working out,
lifting up. You know what I'm saying? Or look back at pictures of Tukey. Tukey was bodybuilding.
Yeah.
So when you see that shit and that shit here on the East Coast, and you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I was definitely influenced. Yeah. I mean, you know, when I think about X Men, I think about mad bandanas, a lot of denim.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you
Four Willis.
What was the lyric though? Anybody remember the lyric?
From what?
Hold on. Yeah, no, I got you. Keep going with your album review.
What else we got? Get At Me Dog.
Yeah, Get At Me Dog was the
Damien.
The intro was fire.
Omen.
That's part two.
I'm bugging.
It's Damien on this album.
Yeah, Damien, my bad.
Intro, Rough Riders album, Get At Me Dog. X is coming, Damien, how's it going down?
Yeah.
Stop being greedy.
Crazy. Yeah. But the
for my dogs, like it's a lot on it.
ATF.
Yeah.
That ATF skit was crazy as shit. Yeah, all them joints. Like, we about to take niggas on a rough ride.
Yeah.
See yo.
Yeah. Shout out to Swiss, man. Swiss did his one too.
Dame Grease.
He produced most of that first album.
Dame Grease did pretty much the whole album.
Yeah.
You had Irv Gotti with a few joints in here, and Swiss. Swiss did. He did the Rough Riders anthem, and he also did. I think that might have been the only one on here that he did. Dame Grease produced his whole album. And PK.
Swiss only did one joint, for real?
Yeah, PK.
I always thought Swiss did the majority
Swiss
of this.
But Swiss had the majority of Flesh in My Flesh.
Yeah, he did. That's when he showed
Flesh
off.
In My Flesh.
Yeah,
Swiss,
yeah, yeah.
It's true.
He,
okay.
That was his shit. That was mm-hmm. his pretty much his baby right there. Yeah.
But X is.
But PK and Dame Grease did most of, did all of pretty much, except for the Rough Riders anthem.
The X is coming. That's when DMX has, you know, questionable lines.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I'm trying to pull up the specifics on it. Yeah.
One, two,
X is coming for you. Yeah,
three.
Yeah,
what he said?
Was it that
album? I mean, the album. In general,
I don't think it was right here.
Yeah, it is. I got it right here.
I got it
right here. But yeah, I mean, the album in general was a classic for me. I remember it as being one of the first albums that I could run through from front to beginning without really having to skip anything. You know, you could skip the skits, you could skip a song or two if you wanted to.
This was the summer of going to ninth grade.
Yeah, man. I know. I spent at Mark's house that whole summer. His mom worked nights, so we'd just be at his crib, me, Big E, and Mark's crib, chilling, listening to this joint on repeat, mm-hmm. calling people. Doing the prank calls with the "Who Dick You Sucking" part, little skit.
Yeah.
We just call people, put that joint on the speaker, pause it right there. "Who Dick You Sucking?"
Jesus.
Joint was a classic for me. Damon used to be my favorite song. I don't know what it is now. Damon was my favorite song so much that
Talking with D.
After like the songs came on later, like because on the next album he did The Omen, and then he skipped the album, and then he did another one, and even on the last one he was like, "You skipped the album, you forgot about me." Like the whole shit was fire. I made a mixtape with all them joints together.
That's why I feel like DMX and Eminem should have did it versus. It would have been dope because it's like this night and day, my nigga.
It's definitely night and day.
But also some similarities, though, too.
Yeah, a lot similarities. Of similarities. Yeah.
I wouldn't have did it with Snoop. I would have did it with Eminem. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? That would have been crazy. And I don't think they ever did it. If they would have did a song together, that should have been crazy, too. X and Eminem on a joint together.
Man. Yeah, that would have been. That could have been fire.
What? I don't check for Eminem, man. I don't rate that man.
No, nah, I mean, you don't have to check for him to acknowledge the fact that
I don't want
to
get.
He's nice. You know what I'm saying? Him is nice, bro.
But X, yeah. This, go ahead, finish room.
Well, the only other thing I was going to do was I got this line here that we was referring to. That, you know,
you had a lyric.
He has a lyric. And I quote, "If you got a daughter older than 15, I'm a raper. Take her on the living room floor, right there in front of you. Then ask you seriously, what you want to do?"
Yeah.
Yo, frustrating, man. Isn't it? Want to kill me, but I'm going to kill you. Now watch me fuck just a little longer, please. Will you?
Yeah. Will you?
Right. That would be used against him in court right now.
Fact.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah.
Let's hold on.
YSL, by the way.
Right. You already know. Gang.
That's
free Jeffrey.
Insane.
Jeffrey coming
free,
home.
Free
now.
Jeffrey. But yeah, this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a daughter older than 15, I'm a raper.
That's crazy.
Oh, no, he had a line on one of them joints. Was it the Murder Inc. joint? I'm giving it 30 bitches.
Yeah, 30 bitches.
Right. If I get burnt, I'm giving them the 30 bitches.
Yeah, right.
Like, nigga.
But
whoa.
At least they're of consenting age to have sexual intercourse.
He's talking about violently raping a child.
He's talking about taking it from a child. Yeah, those are little
in front of her parents.
Mm-hmm.
In front of her.
Right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Siblings there. Everyone's there.
Something's wrong with that man. But I mean, hey. I think he prayed and he was, you know, I think his everything changed for him. You know what I'm saying? He's in a better place now.
I don't know if everything changed. He was doing crack late in his life.
Yeah. Hey, rest in peace to the dog.
R.I.P.
Yeah, for sure.
He can rest in peace.
Rest easy, you know.
He can rest in peace. It's some open rape cases.
It's open, absolutely.
Yeah, it's floating around out there.
Unsolved mysteries. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
A couple of cults that probably started based on those lyrics.
Those lyrics. Somebody's drinking blood right now.
Absolutely. Man.
Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood.
Yeah. But there's some other songs, though. I don't know if y'all remember Dancing with the Devil by a rap artist named Emotive Technique. But as a matter of fact, it became like a TikTok thing not too long ago because people actually were like listening to the lyrics. It's just a crazy, crazy lyrical story, bro. But they didn't tell it was rape and all that. Like,
that's crazy.
But you know
you
what?
You could really say anything back in the day.
That's the thing, though. Yeah, and we did not pick up on it. You could say anything, bro. Rappers were wildin'.
Biggie had a nigga that would fuck you in the ass and throw you over the bridge.
Crazy.
Dude.
That's crazy.
If you say that shit, look, the ex said, your career is over in 2024. And
What's even ill?
I'm mad at Beyonce for saying spaz.
You know what's crazy, though? I was on IG the other day ago, and they were talking about like suspect lyrics, and they pulled from T.I.,
I think I sent you some.
You sent the joint. And what's so crazy is that, it is crazy. Like it's Matt Paul. Everything's Paul's worthy. But I'm curious as how that has going to, like, what kind of impact is that going to have on modern day rap? Or has it even started? Like, because I'm pretty sure people now are like, damn, I can't even say that shit like I want to. You know what I mean? Back in the day, I could say that nigga would have no problem.
Even back then, Jay wouldn't have said, pause. Like, what my niggas, he was saying some shit, but he would say pause in that shit.
I don't think, Jay never really had lyrics that really made you think, like, he's on, you know, whatever. Like, he was too smooth for that. Like, he didn't have to do that.
Cam and them say no homo in bars.
Yeah, but
shit.
Cam wasn't involved, wasn't part of that video you sent me, but I've heard Cam say some pause, some pause shit before.
He had a lot of them.
Yeah, Cam used to have mad joints back, especially when he came up with that diddy, that type, when he switched up his flow.
It's like May said, swallow a nigga like a bottle of liquor.
Yeah, like that's crazy. That's crazy.
You had a lyric.
Yo, killer, that's crazy.
And that's the line I think that's in the
joint. Swallow a nigga like a bottle of liquor.
Like, how do you like...
Yo, killer, that's crazy.
What did you mean? We ain't your little nigga.
Dudes is modifying everything these days, man. It's crazy.
Nah, man. But shit, speaking of the IG and shit, I got a little couple questions, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, let's get to the bold questions, man.
Our bold is kind of skimp because ain't no listeners been providing us with no quality questions. Man. That's what we really need. So we're going to pull some random questions from some random phones and the random internets.
Ooh, Mike, just ask a question, nigga.
Yeah, no bullshit. Send me like four more. I need some.
All right, look, I got one right here, yo. If you can go to the listener party of any album ever made with the artist that made it, what album would it be?
This is a Nick question, 100%.
Man, dude, that's tough. Top of my head, I might go to the 50 jump.
Can you repeat the question again, please?
I might go to the Get Rich or Die Trying jump.
The question is, if you can go to a listening party of any artist when they record that whatever album that you wanted to. While they're recording, not a listening party, but like go to the recording of any album, basically.
Oh, man.
No, it's the listening party. Go to the listening party of any album ever made with the artist that made it, what would that be?
Oh, so it's just the listening part. My bad. I misinterpreted.
Nah, I'm going to fuck with 50 off the top of my head. I'm just thinking about the energy. Like, I'm thinking if it's one of y'all niggas just got shot 9 times. You back, you dropped the album, it's fire. Like, how we feeling right now?
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
We feeling hella invincible right now. You know what
mine
I'm saying?
It's kind of similar, but it'd be Life After Death for me. Definitely.
I gotta have a name of the album.
Mine's would be.
I don't know what the name of the album is.
I know what mine would be.
Drum roll. I know mine would be Florence Plus the Machine.
Hmm.
That's definitely what I go to. And the album would be Lungs. That's the name of the album. Yeah, just because that's the kind of vibe I would want to go to for a listening party. I'm not a big, I've been to concerts. I've been in, sometimes they're fun, and especially when you're drinking and having a good time and partying and shit. But like, I don't really care about seeing a live show. I don't really care. Like, so when I do want to see something like that, I want to hear some tunes. I want to hear some instruments.
Fact. I was thinking just rap,
too. I
want to think
some crazy shit. Like, I don't want to just see a nigga spitting some bars and be sitting in there like, oh, yeah, this is hard. Like,
I was just thinking
cool story, bro. Like, that was fun. But
yeah, I was thinking just rap.
I think about the time period, too. Like, my second one was Illmatic. Yes. I definitely, in 94, like, the vibe in that room with... The amount of producers that was on that, you know, I know the producers.
Yeah, you think
the
music. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking as a fan.
If we're going to do outside of rap, a Prince jump would have been.
Yeah, Prince jump would have been crazy too.
I mean, there's a lot. But as far as a vibe, just off the break, I'm going to go with Chance the Rapper and
Acid Rap.
No, Coloring Book.
Coloring Book.
Yeah, it came out 2016.
Mm-hmm. That was my shit.
That was a great album.
Feel like that is just up and down. It's a vibe. Right. But there's a lot though.
Yeah. I got a couple more questions.
Go for it.
You know what I'm saying? A little joint. All right. So if you came with a warning label, what would it say?
Not friendly.
Can it be a sentence? Would it have to be like one word?
Yeah, I mean, warning label will tell you.
It's a warning label.
Yeah, it's a warning label. Like, you know, this can cause cancer. Like, it could be.
Mine would be, I'm a man of peace, but when I speak, it's for war.
Hmm. Okay.
That's from Daniel.
I like
that. Psalms, actually, but.
That's a tattoo.
I have to have it right here. Peace, but when I speak, it's for war.
Yeah, mine's not friendly.
Not friendly.
Yep.
You're pretty friendly.
No.
We're friends.
Yeah.
I know Jesus, you're an energy killer, bro. Yeah. Not friendly. All right.
Can we give me one of them dog stickers? Friendly, all right. Not friendly yet.
What was yours, Nick? What was yours be, Nick?
Do not disturb.
D&D.
Think
hungry.
Num-nums. They don't want to stick to say num-nums.
Do not feed after midnight.
Do not feed after midnight.
They're going to have a picture of Slimer from Ghostbusters.
I'm about to say don't feed the animal.
I'm not a fucking gremlin, nigga.
No, I said from Ghostbusters. Slimer.
Don't feed after midnight was gremlins.
Yeah, that was
gremlins. Oh, word. True.
But that's a good one, though. Or I'm a grower, not a shower.
Jesus.
That's cool.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Hey. All right, yo. Would you choose the ability to speak all languages fluently or the ability to speak to animals?
Ooh. That's a good one.
I mean, look, let's be honest. If you could really speak to animals, they're probably going to lock you the fuck up.
Yeah, but not.
It's going to be an issue. Yeah. But I don't know. If they actually listen to you and stuff.
Yeah,
that's an awesome power.
I'm going with the animals.
I'm going with the animals too.
Who wouldn't want to go with that?
First of all,
if you're getting by just fine without speaking Arabic, like I'm getting by just fine.
That's true.
Life has been grand without it. But if I can go out there and be like, "Hey, raccoon, why you keep eating my man Nick trash, yo? You gonna keep munching on the back of my man car? At least take it around the corner. Can you throw the trash away when you finish? Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I can rap to a motherfucker. Like,
this is true. Yeah, I feel you. I'm with that. I can tell these niggas to shut up. It's okay,
dude.
Upstairs,
right?
Stop.
Tell the dog, hey guys, you've seen this 80 times. What's up? Why do you bark every time? Yeah. We can communicate. We can get through this. You don't like Steph? We know, but like he's gonna come anyway. So just deal with it.
Wasn't it not cool?
What would the raccoon say though? What
would he say?
What would their response be? You know, I got a family to feed, my nigga.
What the fuck is we talking about? I'm hungry, nigga. What you say?
I keep going in your trash because you won't leave it out for me.
Lottery ticket. When nigga was cussing out Bow Wow. I gotta eat, nigga.
I'm fucked up, bro. I'm fucked up. I can't eat.
Yo, that's exactly what a raccoon would say to your motherfucking ass, nigga.
I just thought it was hella cool when Ant-Man would like just have control of all the ants, bro. Like when anytime he was in a situation, a whole tribe of ants would come rescue him. So. Yeah. If I have that ability, like, come on, bro. That's crazy.
That would be dope.
That would be dope.
Wait. Now we're getting technical.
I mean, we all hyper-technical.
I get busy. insects?
Yeah, that's included too, right?
How is that included?
Animals.
The insects.
Insects are not animals. They're insects.
Okay, cool. But just for an example.
They're insects.
No.
It's completely different.
No. But it's
distinction.
I hear you.
And you said fish.
No doubt. It's the same frequency, insects? Though. The fact that you're able to. Like,
no, it's not the same frequency.
It's not.
That's Arabic and English, nigga.
Let me finish, though. The fact that if I'm in trouble, I get to, whatever. And
what animal makes that fucking sound?
Do that again.
I don't know.
What sound did you make?
It's a falcon. It's a falcon.
The fuck was the last time you heard a fucking falcon?
It's a falcon.
What did he try to die? He hit the conch shell. He tried to tell
what
he was
thinking.
First of all, we don't know. We don't know what the native tongue is. We don't know what the native tongue is.
He just waited for the man on the perch on his arm and shit.
I think it's a native term too.
Look, all I'm saying is that I'm gonna have the same ability that Ant-Man had.
With animals.
If you woke up tomorrow and you really could speak to animals, what's the first thing you would do?
I'm gonna walk out on the porch and I'm gonna do something real stupid. Yeah, yeah, right. Listen, let's talk back. What's good?
Right, who's that? Right.
What's good, nigga?
Yeah. Oh shit, that nigga speak to us. Hold on, that nigga understand us.
Yeah. I mean,
and then nigga finally talking,
right? Like media man and shit. Oh bullshit.
Nah,
all right, I got one more, y'all.
All right, go for it.
You pick two. All right, you get to pick two. One, new house paid off. Two, $7,500 per month.
Mm-hmm.
Three, 800 credit score. Four, 200K salary. Five, retire now. And six, 300K cash.
That's a lot of shit to remember, though.
You pick two, right? Yeah, so you got the house paid off. You got $7,500 a month.
Uh-huh.
You got $300 a year. I mean, $200,000 a year.
$200,000 a year, 800 credit score, retire now, and 300K cash.
I would take the 800 credit score and the 300K cash.
Word.
800 credit score, 300K cash, you pretty much get credit for anything. You fucking won anyway, yeah. So...
Yeah, and it's a good start.
Well, you get anything.
If the 300K wasn't there, then I would go with it. With 200K. I mean, that's going to help you.
I'm going $75,000 a month.
Uh-huh. No, it's
$7,500 a month.
Oh, yeah. $75,000 would have been a no-brainer.
Yeah, no-brainer. Yeah, $7,500 a month.
$7,500 is just me going to work anyway. Like,
yeah, yeah. It thought he was lit.
Really?
$75,000. No.
So, $300K a year, was that an option?
Yeah, $300K.
It was $200K.
$200K a year, but $300K
a year. Okay, so I'm getting $200K a year. So, lock that in.
That was up there, too.
And I'm getting the house paid off. Yeah, because that day 800 score, that's already checked off.
But the crazy thing is, though, a lot of the moves just
that's a plus.
Allow you to make the other moves.
I feel like if my house paid off, my credit won't go up anyway.
I already got that. I don't need to worry about my credit score. I already got that.
I want my house paid off, and I want 200K salary.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
New house paid off and 200K salary.
That's your biggest bill. So that 200K is mostly.
Right now I'm just living. Now I got 200 a year, right. Guaranteed.
That nigga Wayne says 75 a month and 800 credit.
No, $7,500 a month is what, $90,000 a year?
I mean, it's not.
Yeah, something like that. Why
would you take that over the $200,000 a year?
Well,
I don't understand the logic behind
that. That's a fact.
It depends.
That's why I did the math first. When I thought it was 75, I was going to take that because it made sense.
Yeah,
was,
yeah. No, I would definitely
take $200,000 a year. Yeah, I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah, I'm taking $200,000 a year.
But we're still working, though, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah, you have that option.
Yeah, yeah. I'd take the $200,000.
I ain't working.
I can go house paid off and 300K cash because you got to assume that my credit is top notch anyway. So what I need with 800 credit score?
Right. I'll put you on that, too.
Yeah, I probably take the $300 in cash.
I'm definitely taking the cash.
Yeah, I'm taking the cash.
I'm going to take that yearly.
I'm taking the cash.
Manage my money.
All right, I'm on my ass. A couple random joints, easy, quick joints. If you could have a celebrity best friend, who would it be?
Oh, shit. Oh, celebrity. That's any list.
Yeah, whatever. ABC, living, dead, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Any celebrity. It could be your best friend, and you know, it's your man's name. Celebrity? That's already your man's name. Like
Carmelo Anthony.
That's random as fuck.
That is. I'm going Snoop.
But I'm on the same page, Nick. I would probably say LeBron.
That's a good one.
You know what? Just. Off the break, I'm probably go with like Kevin Hart.
That's a good one too.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, you're gonna have a great time every time.
Yeah, I'm just
you're gonna have a great time every time.
I feel like I vibe with him.
I pick Melo just because like I watch his little 7 PM in Brooklyn joint, Mero, and I relate a little. Like he seemed like a nigga that I can really kick.
True.
With. Like him and Dave East, this is like two niggas that I really would like.
Yeah.
Them, like two niggas is like I fuck with y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But Melo definitely. Melo is he's a laid back. We like minded. Y'all like thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of now you know him,
huh?
You know
him? No, I mean I feel like I do. I feel like if I met Melo, we you know.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I hear you.
He gave you the Mike Epps treatment.
Yeah.
Yo, how you been? I ain't seen you in a minute.
Niggas coming to the MGM. Soon, Ebony told me. I was like, I wonder if I
front row.
That's hilarious.
Is that my nigga?
Yeah,
is that my nigga, dude? I ain't seen this nigga since we did the movie back in 1994. You remember that shit?
It's gonna be like crazy.
There's a couple joints. Dion Cole coming to the anthem.
Oh, word. Dion Cole funny as shit.
Let me not say because I know she be like, you be telling everybody my moves,
season plans.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, here go another random question. How many pillows do you sleep with?
Three.
One.
Yeah, I
like mean, sleep on.
Sleep on.
How many pillows do you need to go to bed?
Three. Two.
I need
two.
One.
You need one.
Two.
Just one.
Two.
Just
one.
Yeah,
two.
Three. Three is your minimum.
Yeah.
What's what? Two
is my maximum.
Head?
Three my maximum.
Okay. Two behind
your
head.
Yeah. Like two. Yeah. Like because yeah, I they're different because I keep buying new pillows. So I might have a flat. I might have a flat one.
Them out.
I might have a flat one.
Flat ones are the best ones.
Nah, hell no. I might have a flat one. Then I might have like a joint that's like real soft. And then I might have a pause. And then yo, this is wild. I got three pillows.
Wait, why you stop? Why you stop?
Yeah, no, I would describe it. This description sound crazy. But yeah, you know, three. I probably
yo,
hold one, and I got two. I got
just
I
stop.
One, yeah.
just stop.
Wait.
Nah, let him go. Let him go with the three pillows. Yeah, yeah.
You got three. When you say hold the pillow, what are we talking about?
Yeah, that joint is like.
Are you spooning the pillow?
Nah, I ain't spooning the pillow.
Yeah, you
nigga.
Are.
I used to love a body pillow.
I got the, like my arm around the joint. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I know what
like,
you're talking
yeah,
about. I used to love body pillows,
I know,
bro.
This is just
body pillows used to be it. Yeah, whole spoon with the pillow. You have a whole. Watch that joint be fire. I just use two now. One between my legs and then one behind my head. Yeah. I gotta have one between my legs though.
That's crazy. But I understand. I get it. I've done it before too. But when you hear somebody say it, it's crazy. Like pillows between the legs and niggas holding pillows.
That's a fucking required thing.
One pillow. Y'all don't fold your pillows up and shit?
Nah, I can't
fold them
that.
Up.
Yeah, I like to fold my shit.
If it's that thin of a pillow that I can fold it in half, we already got a problem.
Yeah,
like,
I like to fold my shit. I've been like that.
So you want them thin pillows that you
like? I like the thin like pancake jumps.
I sleep with my arm under my pillow, so I'd literally be sleeping on my arm with those pillows.
Do y'all like cold sheets and stuff and like pillowcases? Has to be cold, right?
Yeah, I mean that's ideal. Anything hot?
This is nasty.
This is nasty work. It's disgusting work. Anything heat related?
Climb into a warm bed. It is nasty.
I mean, I don't see how people sleep with like I can't sleep with pajama pants.
Who does that?
Unless it's fucking cold.
I sleep in pajama pants.
Grown niggas that sleep in long pants and fucking button up shirts is crazy.
Yeah,
that's wild.
I don't know, man. You know who I be watching? Pause. I don't know if y'all watch the Kardashians, but what's my man's name? The black brother.
You talking about
Rob?
The
one that's with the moms.
The mom, yeah.
Like, I don't know if you ever peep game, but he doesn't wear like silk pajamas. Like, he uses like this other material. Like, he brags about, like, and you can tell just by looking, like, this is top quality.
Top quality, yeah.
I'm like, I was sleeping
like, some dry fit type shit.
Yeah, not even, no, it ain't, no, it's loose. It's almost like sleeping in silk sheets.
That's probably
one of the top sheets you can sleep in, I guess.
Yeah. That shit ain't comfortable, though.
I don't know, but I sleep naked anyway. So, that's the best way to me.
Naked with a pillow in between your legs.
Nah, that ain't me.
I don't sleep naked. Though. I sleep with drawers on. Right.
Yeah, but he ain't got no kids.
If it's cold, my kids don't knock on the door.
Yeah, they just come hop in the bed. He ain't got no clothes on.
See mommy and daddy out this motherfucker just butt ass naked in the bed. Nah, they ain't having it.
That's crazy.
My last question is: who's your favorite Disney character?
A Baloo.
That was quick. That was a quick answer.
Yeah, Jungle Book is my favorite Disney movie.
True.
Yeah, the cartoon.
I'm probably gonna have to backtrack on this one off top. Scrooge McDuck. Maybe
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You said Disney?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You look like a Mickey Mouse kind of guy.
Yeah. I would say
more like a Pluto.
I was gonna say Pluto too. That's fucking crazy. A Pepe Le Pew.
I don't have one.
You did. It was fire.
Pluto had the best popsicle.
I mean, back in the day, it was definitely Goofy. Goofy was my guy back in the day.
Goofy was definitely good.
I had the Goofy Nokia phone case and everything. Yeah, Goofy.
I don't have one.
Have you ever seen Stand By Me?
Movie?
Yeah.
Probably a long time ago.
They talk about Goofy, like how Goofy's a dog.
Oh, he is.
Like, what is Goofy?
Yeah.
Like, they had a whole conversation about it.
But he's not a dog. What is he?
What do you mean he's not a dog?
There's a whole, what is Goofy?
Goofy's not a dog?
I think so. Hold on.
Pluto's a dog, but Goofy, what the fuck is Goofy?
He's a human dog. He's a talking dog.
Nah, he's like a cow or something like that.
Goofy's not a fucking cow.
Hold on.
There's no fucking way.
Nah, Goofy's a dog.
He's a dog.
With those big ass ears? Yeah, he had to be a dog.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, I know he's talking. But there's a whole thing of like Goofy walking Pluto.
Yeah.
Like they're both dogs. Why the fuck is Goofy walking Pluto? Like it doesn't make sense. Like it's a giant Disney paradox.
The whole Goof Troop was about dogs.
Nah, that motherfucking that movie though. I mean, that's probably one of the best Disney movies of all time too.
What was that?
A Goofy movie.
Goofy movie.
Oh, true.
Goof Troop was a great cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Was Winnie the Pooh? Is that Disney?
No. It's something else. I don't know.
That's a good question. That is a really good question.
I don't know. I know Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh is Disney.
Is it?
Yeah.
They just lost the...
Disney.
Are you sure? There might be one of the moments when you just state something as fact and it's wrong.
Hmm. Nah, bro.
Again.
It's right here. Yeah, it says Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, it's Disney. It's Disney.
Fictional bear and the main character in the Disney Winnie the Pooh franchise.
So I throw Tigger out there. I fuck with Tigger.
Okay.
Are you saying you for like visual or just as like...
Like his, his favorite Disney character.
Word, Tigger. Okay.
Yeah, Tigger was cool.
Any other questions?
He was on cocaine.
Yeah.
Probably was.
Yeah.
Anybody else got anything in the cut? Any other questions?
Christopher Robin was holding that shit.
Shit, can we end the GOAT debate? It's over.
What, bro?
Yeah, it's over.
What makes that
it's over.
Statement over?
Y'all niggas are just holding on to these last few things. It's a wrap, bro.
What did it do?
It's the Team USA shit. It's when you put together a team of the best basketball players in the world, and this nigga looks like he's the best player on the fucking team.
I haven't watched it enough, or at all, rather.
I can't say that, because KD dropped what?
KD went off in one game. Like, that's like last week. He went crazy.
And then he scored two more points than LeBron in the game that he went off.
I'm just saying. I feel you. I mean,
he was like 14
for
14.
He had 23. LeBron had 21, 8 and 7.
He's one of the GOATs, man. He's one of the
GOATs. He's not one. He is the GOAT. You can't contest that, man. I mean, what more are you looking for LeBron if you're going to have the conversation for you to solidify him as like the number one GOAT? And we're talking in sports, right?
I mean,
or it's basketball.
Six ring minimum.
No, it's just, I mean, for me, it's never going to change for me because of what I grew up and who my GOAT is. That's just what it is. But I understand the generation. I'm not naive. I got a gray area.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. But he's not my GOAT.
But to say it's never going to change, though, is crazy, though.
For me? No, it won't change for me.
So it's nothing he can do to be the GOAT?
Not for me. Not my GOAT, no. He'll always be number three.
That's crazy.
To me.
That's crazy.
That's just me. Jordan, Kobe, Braun. That's a three for me.
Nothing he can do to pass Kobe on your list.
But it's just the impact they had on my life. Like, LeBron hasn't... If I was coming to LeBron, the impact on me...
But that don't...
I think that's a different question.
Yeah, that's a different question.
But I'm just giving you my GOAT. My reason for... You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I give LeBron his props.
Yeah, but who? But
LeBron
but
has, is the pro, like, yeah, but when you come to me and say the greatest of all time, I'm not going to.
That doesn't mean your favorite though. That means who you think visual, like who do you think the best player of all time is?
Jordan.
You're running out of arguments for Mike though.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, as long as this nigga keep playing, yeah, of course. The longer you play, the more shit. It is what it is, but nah, it's Jordan, Kobe, Brown for me. That's what this is.
I think the conversation is gonna change in the next year or two anyway, as far as like just concluding what everyone wants to say, which is LeBron is the GOAT.
Yeah, I mean, even the old head, even the players, they didn't want to admit it at first. They all kind of
you see it. It's quite evident, man. I mean, even if you're not watching the Olympics, I do see snippets. You know what I'm saying? Via ESPN. I mean,
it's the same thing with me for rappers, dog. Ghostface is my favorite rapper of all time.
That's your favorite rapper. Does that mean he's the best rapper of all time?
Hov is.
Yeah.
Right, there
so
you go.
Exactly. Those are two separate things, and you can identify that. That's right. But in the basketball conversation, you think they're still the same person?
Yeah. It's not going to change me as far as basketball sports go.
Respect, though. I mean, Tay. Yeah.
Only sport it changed in was football. And it's Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean you got to get met, but
before that it was Joe Montana, then it was Dan Marino. It was those was my top two.
Yeah, well,
we shall see. But hey, man,
say man.
So next week's homework,
What we got?
It's on you, Ram.
We should do Vultures 2. It just came out. Kanye's new album. It came out on Saturday.
Bet.
I think we should do that. I mean, unless there's any rebuttals.
I'm good with it.
I'm cool with it.
You know.
Say less, and then, you know, we'll go back to the list to think of something new with somebody else's turn next week.
Yeah, because next week, you know what's dropping next Friday.
What's that?
A couple things dropping. Larry June got a joint dropping.
Hey.
And Benny the Butcher got a joint. Summertime Butch is dropping. And it's unexpected, too. Like he said, nobody's seen this one coming. So,
yeah. The Butcher saw it.
All right, well, just in time before you go to the show. No, that's Conway.
Conway,
my bad. 22nd.
Yeah, they cousins. Me. Same difference.
22nd, yeah. They cousins.
That's what's good. Well, on that note, it's been another great episode of A-Man Say Man. It's your boy P.
Nick G.
Rem the Model.
Steph Muse.
And we out.
Yep.
Peace.